The makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. Strange but true stories from people in every walk of life, with the whole world as our stage. Time, the present, or the past. Brought to you by X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative. Now the chances are that you, like millions of others, know and use X-Lax. You know how mild, how gentle, how effective it is. But haven't you noticed that X-Lax has another unusual quality? Of course you have. X-Lax is a correctly timed laxative. It won't shock your system or throw it out of rhythm. It's just right. A perfect combination of mildness, thoroughness, and correct timing. It's delightful to take, too, just like delicious chocolate. So get a box today to have on hand the very next time you or any member of your family needs a laxative. It's only 10 cents at any drugstore.
The man whom fate could not conquer. ...1932... A service station on the Evergreen Highway in Vancouver, Washington. It is early one morning. Dawn is just breaking.
Yes? Shall I fill her up?
No, stick him up.
What? Say, you aren't going
to... You sure are. Stand right there and don't make a move. I'm going to look through your cash.
But there's hardly any money in the till. Don't take it.
Shut up.
Put down that gun, you...
Hey, here. Will. Huh? Sock him when he's got my gun.
Okay, this will hold him.
Come on. Get in, you dope. Let's get going.
Yeah. No time to lose. Someone must have heard all this.
You needn't have hit him with that iron pipe. You may have killed the old guy.
...1935. The same service station. A car drives up and comes to a stop.
Hello, anybody around?
Just a minute. I'll be right with you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry to keep you waiting, mister, but I can't hurry too fast. I might trip on something.
Oh, that's all right. Say, why are you holding on to that wire?
Oh, have to guide myself from my house up to the station. You see, I'm blind.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Oh, no need to be embarrassed, young fella. I ain't.
Well, here, let me help.
Just a minute. Got to see the pumps full first. Now, if you'll just put the hose into your gas tank, I haven't learned to do that yet. Might scratch your car.
All right.
How many gallons you want?
Five.
All right. Now, look on the pump and tell me when it reaches that
figure. Okay. All right, stop her.
Okay.
You said you hadn't learned to do this yet. Does that mean you haven't always been blind?
I was all right until 3 years ago. Some fellas come in here early one morning and held me up. I tried to stop them, but they knocked me down and bashed in my head. Next day, my wife told me I'd never see again.
The dirty swine. An old man like you.
It was kind of hard to take at first, but I decided I'd just have to get used to it.
I don't see how you had the courage to go on.
Well, it was a case of my wife and I going on charity or keeping on with the station. Well, how about some oil? Water?
No, thanks. Oh, I only have scrip. Will you take that?
Sure. Just a minute. Got to refill the pump. That's the only way I can be sure a customer knows how much he's getting.
Yeah, here's your scrip.
Yeah, thanks.
Say, aren't you afraid I might have shortchanged you?
No.
And how about the gas? I might have gotten 7 or 8 gallons instead of 5.
I'm not worried, young fella.
But if I should give you money, how would you make change?
Oh, I keep all the different kinds of money in different pockets. It's easy when you learn how.
Yeah, but I don't see how
you... Before I was blinded, I had plenty of people to try to do me out of money. I've never had a customer cheat me since then.
Let me shake hands with you, sir. You're a lesson to all of us.
Thanks. Come in again.
Yes, I'll do that.
Goodbye, and good luck.
Strange as it seems, J.W. Tilden, a gasoline service station operator in the state of Washington, actually continues to operate his station, although blinded for 3 years. What a wonderful example of faith and courage in the face of adversity. Black Death. La Plow, France. A terrific thunderstorm is raging. Within a thatched hut, two peasants are trying to keep warm before the fire. Not far from the hut is a fold crowded with black and white sheep. The terrified animals huddle together, bleating piteously.
Father in heaven is angry today.
Ah, yes. All around us, lightning and thunder. Will it ever end? Mon Dieu. Listen to that.
Oh, the poor sheep. At least we know what it is.
It does not make me less frightened to know what it is. Jean, look out the window. It struck the sheep fold.
Oh.
I'm going out.
Oh, no, please. It might strike you.
I must go.
Oh, Pierre. Oh, mon Dieu, he will be killed. I'm going with him. Pierre, I'm coming too.
Jean, come here. Come to the sheep field.
I'm coming, Pierre. I'm coming. Oh, here you are. Oh, I was afraid something terrible had happened.
Something has happened. Look.
Oh, Pierre. The black sheep lie dead, but the white ones are still alive.
Lightning killed only the black sheep.
Oh, Pierre, what does it mean?
I do not know. To pick out only the black sheep. The devil himself must be riding in the storm.
Pray, Pierre. Pray.
Strange as it seems, a bolt of lightning at La Plow, France, actually did pick out the black sheep and killed everyone. No one knows what queer tricks lightning may play. Its movements cannot be understood thoroughly, even by scientists. The Herald of the Skies. November 30th, 1835. In a rickety one-story house in Florida, Missouri, a man is pacing back and forth, watching the closed door of the bedroom.
Mr. Clemens, you are now the father of a son.
A son? Doctor, is she all right?
Oh, yes. Jenny's waiting for you.
All right, Doctor. Jenny.
Is that you, John?
Yes. Jenny, are you all right?
Yes, John. Look.
By golly.
Oh, look. He's got your hands.
Do you call those little things hands? Oh, Jenny, my dear.
Oh, why, John, you mustn't cry. Oh, that's the doctor. Come in.
Oh, Mrs. Clemens, I want you to see something out the window.
What is it?
Look, up in the sky.
Why, John, look. It's a comet.
It's Halley's Comet. I'd forgotten we could see it this morning.
Jenny, that comet in the sky means something.
Maybe it means your son will be a big man someday.
Yes, that's what it means. Why, we'll be proud of... Say, what is his name anyway?
Samuel.
Sammy? And the middle name better be Langhorne after the folks.
Oh, that's a good name for a boy. Samuel Langhorne Clemens.
When Sam grows to be a man, he takes the pen name of Mark Twain, meaning 2 fathoms or 12 feet. He chooses it from his steamboat days on the Mississippi. He once said of his name, it was always a pleasant sound for a pilot to hear on a dark night. It meant safe water. And so the little boy who was ushered into the world by Halley's Comet becomes a great man. His books, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, are universally read. The world does him homage. ...1909... After a brimming life of 74 years... the old machine shows signs of wearing out. One day, Mark Twain delivers a talk on astronomy.
Yes, it's true. I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It's coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it. It will be the greatest disappointment of my life if I don't go out with Halley's Comet. The Almighty said, no doubt, now here are these two unaccountable freaks. They came in together, they must go out together.
Wednesday night, April 20th, 1910. Mark Twain's close friend, Albert Bigelow Payne, stands at the bedside of the great humorist. The wonderful old man is asleep.
It won't be much longer, Doctor.
No, Mr. Payne.
Halley's Comet shone so brilliantly last night. It reminded me of Mark. He talked a lot about that comet.
Yes. Today it reached its nearest point to the sun. Tomorrow it starts on its way back into the unknown.
Look, Doctor. The sun has just touched the horizon.
Mr. Payne, Mark turned his head a little. Wait. He is gone.
And Halley's Comet is starting on its great journey into space. Mark won't be lonely, Doctor. They're going together.
Strange as it seems, Mark Twain, the great humorist, was born in the year of Halley's Comet and died in the year of Halley's Comet. His wish had come true.
People in those bygone days hadn't any choice, poor things. When they needed a laxative, they had to shut their eyes and swallow, if they could, some of the most unpleasant, the most unbelievable mixtures. They could count on being upset and disturbed. I wonder what they would have said if they were told that one day there would be a laxative that tasted just like delicious chocolate. Today, there is such a laxative. Ex-Lax, you know, is not only a joy to take, but mild and gentle, too. And so correctly timed that it won't shock your system, as is often the case with harsh medicines. Yet Ex-Lax is entirely effective and thorough. It's good for grown-ups and children alike. Economical, too. It's only 10 cents a box at any drugstore. Or you can save by buying the family size for a quarter. Insist on the genuine, spelled E-X-L-A-X. It has been America's favorite for 29 years. Once there was a man who had green hair, and strangely enough, he was a famous French poet. Listen in to the next broadcast. You will also read the amazing message of the banknote, in which a whole nation was involved. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, with original music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Loose and unloose have the same meaning.